Hello and welcome to Open Finance, the podcast that believes the future of financial services is open, brought to you by Finastra. I'm your host, Emily Nicole, tech editor of City AM, and we are really glad that you can join us today. We have a great show coming up, asking what do big banks have to gain from open banking? I'm joined today by Amaran Shirozia, Chief Information Officer of TBC Bank, the FTSE 250 listed Georgian bank. Amaran is leading the digital transformation of TBC Bank as they look to expand internationally, targeting 10 million users by 2022. Hi Amaran, how are you?
Hello, thank you for having me. Really happy to be here.
And we're also joined today by Ellie Rosner, Chief Product and Technology Officer of Finastra, the financial services software company that is building an open development platform for financial services. Ellie is the architect of this open platform, FusionFabric.cloud. Hi, Ellie.
Hello, good morning, and thanks for having me.
So before we get started, I thought we should quickly touch on what open banking actually is and why big banks should care about it in the first place. Ellie, what does open banking mean to you?
So put simply, open banking is a series of reforms that changes how banks handle their customers' financial information. What it does, it puts the control back in the customers' hands, allowing them to gain access to new services and innovation to help them manage their money better. Personal finance management applications is a good example of that, where they can get access to their financial information from multiple banking institutions that they're dealing with. To achieve this, what the banks had to do is to adapt an open API, simply connectors between their technology systems. And those APIs, those connectors, enable them to share data across systems and also enable third party to access the data and build those new applications that we, the consumers, can enjoy. So open banking has built out from this base to become a wave of innovation across the sector. It opened up retail banking services first, but progressively it's moving towards what we call open finance, which encompasses all the other areas of banking, for example, corporate banking, capital markets, as well as treasury.
And so now that open banking's been around for maybe a year or two at this point, how do we think that that's been going? Amaran, why do you think a bank would want to implement open APIs and open banking technology?
What we have seen is a fundamental shift in the role of IT within financial institutions, where IT used to be focused on core functionality. Increasingly, technology is becoming the gateway to scaling bank functionality. The way to do this is through open APIs, allowing us to plug in services from external providers to better serve our end customers. We think of the bank as providing a service to customers. Open APIs and open banking allows us to provide more services to end users than ever before.
Do you have any good examples of how TBC Bank's been able to do this?
One of the initiatives we are doing is designing the new payment system, which is based on QR payments. In order to make that payment system widespread across the country, it is very important to have unconventional ways of delivering that solution to different merchants, to different players on the market. And in order to enable such innovation, we are using open APIs, thus enabling small third-party players or even big players on the market to connect to our technology and then get this capability to accept QR payments in their networks. Another example of open APIs we are adopting in the bank is for small businesses, and this is about enabling integration of their accounting solutions to our banking solution so that they can streamline the processes of small enterprises in relation to banking transactions. And there are many more examples we are working on, and I believe in future we'll have more opportunities to develop some good services to our customers.
Hmm. Okay. So what do you think is driving this wave of open banking and open APIs, Ellie?
It started with regulation, right? Last year with PSD2, the Payment Service Directive, number 2 from the European Union, it expanded to GDPR. Specifically in the UK, you got the CMA open banking mandate. So regulation started driving it. And it all kind of started after the great financial crisis about 10 years ago. I'll get back to that in a minute. Since then, we started to see an uptick in the global take of open banking because the financial institutions and the other participants are starting to see the benefits as they understand their customers better and the whole regulatory environment is becoming better. They understand the customers' needs better. The customers are requiring better engagement, better services, more openness. They don't want to be kind of stuck with a single bank doing their business. And we see that even more prevalent with the younger generation who practically have very little loyalty to the financial institutions. They open banks' account very frequently. So we did a survey at Finastra recently across Singapore, UK, and North America. And what we found was that the majority of in each of those markets believe that open banking is the future of banking. So there's excitement and customers want to adapt this initiative, start implementing open APIs and start playing in this a bigger ecosystem. The banks are also struggling to differentiate themselves. If you think about what happened to the banks, they were used to kind of having a captive customer base where they didn't have to do much in order to keep us as customers. We might have been happier in some cases or not, but the bank still had control of our business. It was very difficult to switch. They enjoyed it, but technology has advanced over the last several years where a cloud computing, along with the collocation of significant amount of data, have enabled other industries like retail, for example, to provide very innovative applications. And the banks have recognized the fact that they have to start leveraging technology to become more competitive. Right. So going back to the point about the last decade since the great financial crisis, it's been incredibly exciting as with the emergence of those new waves of fintechs and banks and challenger banks. And they're all looking how they can harness innovation and collaborate to innovate together to benefit us consumers as well as the corporates they serve.
And what do you think take-up of open banking has been like by those major financial institutions?
You can see that several banks have opened up their systems with specific APIs around giving access to the customer balance, initiating payments and things like that. So some of them have opened their own private API and they invite fintechs to collaborate with them. And some of them are starting to use platforms. And we at Finastra are launching our FusionFemic.cloud platform, which is the first of its kind open platform that brings fintechs and financial institutions together, as well as other independent software vendors, universities and so forth, to collaborate to innovate.
So then it seems like one of the biggest benefits for banks is fueling innovation. How does that work? Amaran?
For us at TBC Bank, the impact has been profound. A part of making finance more open is decentralization. Before, we used to expect development of new technology to come from the top, from the central pool of developers and budget. This, however, has become increasingly non-viable to innovate at the speed of innovation and organizational agility required to be competitive. So to meet this challenge, we are rolling out a scaled, agile transformation of the entire company. So the aim is to have a more startup-like mindset in a small, decentralized, multifunctional teams who have enough resources and capacity to deliver. So we are empowering those small teams across the organization to develop and source the services that they would need through collaborating internally or also externally with different providers. And this is also enabled by open APIs, which have allowed us to hugely increase the velocity of innovation across the businesses.
Sounds great. So, where next for open banking, Ellie?
So, if you look at an IDC latest research that they did, they claim that less than 10% of the banks can claim they're innovative today. You can debate if the number 10, 15, or 20%. Regardless, the majority of banks just cannot claim to be innovators today. And that's where open banking comes in because it has the potential to level the playing field amongst the banks and enable them to be more innovative. And hopefully in the future when you do those, IDC performs those surveys, more banks will be able to claim that they're innovative. At Finastra, our ambition is to unlock the potential of people and businesses everywhere. And that's exactly what we're doing with our open development platform called FusionFemic.cloud. Using this technology, the banks can create new forms of engagement with their customers. They can also create new distribution channels and servicing capabilities. By doing that, they can generate better revenue, better customer retention, reduce the total cost of ownership, and just be perceived as providing better service to the consumers and the corporates they serve. For the fintechs that are collaborating with the banks through FusionFemic.cloud, we're giving them a distribution channel of close to 9,000 banks that we serve today. We also give him a development environment to explore the APIs that are available, to go, explore, use. We provide them with the capabilities of sandboxes where they can for free experiment with the APIs and build very innovative apps. And should they decide that they want to sell those banks and the banks buy those, we go through the certification process. So we take off the burden from the banks over to us at Finastra in shortening time to market and enable them just to deliver solutions faster to the marketplace. So this whole platform enables banks to partner more with agile fintechs without having to spend the time, the effort for regulatory and compliance, security and performance issues that they have today. A typical integration project, a simple integration project with a fintech could take 6-7 months and cost several hundred thousands of pounds. With FusionFemic.cloud, we're talking about shortening the process to a couple of months and an order of magnitude reduction in the cost that it takes. The last point about where open banking is going is about data. So in other industries, and everybody knows the example people give about Amazon, where you buy items and they say, well, people that bought that have usually bought that and that. And you can see that in many other industries where the services are adapting and becoming better based on the usage of data, because they can get a view of the customer, what we call a 360 view of the customer. You eat, shop, bank, travel, and holistically they can just give you a better service with everything that you need. So we believe that data is going to be an essential component of the financial banking industry. We're going to see more applications and apps that use data more holistically across the enterprise and through consumers. And with that, we're going to see much more innovation coming. And with FusionFemic.cloud, we have built the infrastructure to enable the financial institutions and the fintechs to throw all the data into what's called a data lake, so to speak, and be able to retrieve large amounts of data, historical data, and real-time data from this data lake. We think that's part of the future. In summary, I would say that the way we see it as Finastra, and it's one of our taglines, we say that collaboration is the new innovation in the financial services.
So it looks like the future is pretty bright then, both for innovators and for banks. So that's about all we've got time for today. Thank you very much to Amaran and Ellie for joining us. And to our listeners, if you want to find out more or find our other podcasts, you can visit us at www.finastra.com or follow us on Twitter at @FinastraFS and using the hashtag #OpenFinance, so you can join in the discussion.